With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Today's edition of With Heart and Voice will focus on music for the Feast of Transfiguration, which marks the last Sunday before the season of Lent and commemorates Jesus' transfiguration in dazzling light on a mountaintop. We'll listen to thrilling choral and organ music to celebrate the day, even as we anticipate the solemnity of Lent, which begins on Ash Wednesday. We'll begin with the familiar hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, which alludes to the Transfiguration in its brilliant imagery. Sung to the strong 19th century Welsh tune, Saint Denio, we'll hear the choir of Truro Cathedral led by Andrew Nethsinga. The hymn, Immortal, Invisible, was sung by the choir of Truro Cathedral, led by Andrew Nethsinga. Christopher Gray played the organ. Composer Frank Bowles sets a text by Brian Wren, which describes the drama and impact of the Transfiguration in his anthem, Christ Upon the Mountain Peak. The choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Indianapolis is led by the composer, who was director of music there for over 35 years. Dwight Thomas plays the organ.
Christ upon the mountain.
Frank Bowles led the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Indianapolis, in his anthem, Christ Upon the Mountain Peak. The hymn anthem, O for a Closer Walk with God, by Charles Villiers Stanford, was composed as a companion piece to follow one of his six Bible songs for solo voice and organ. It sets a familiar Scottish Psalter melody from 1635. The Cambridge Singers perform, directed by John Rutter. O for a Closer Walk with God by C.V. Stanford was sung by the Cambridge Singers under the direction of John Rutter. Wayne Marshall accompanied. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Psalm 67 finds an exuberant setting by wonderful church musician and composer Bruce Neswick in our next selection. Let the Peoples Praise You, O God, was written in 1989 and is performed by the Choir of All Saints Beverly Hills, directed by Thomas Foster. Craig Phillips plays the organ.
May God be merciful to us and bless us.
The choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills, sang Let the Peoples Praise You, O God, by Bruce Neswick. Thomas Foster conducted. Larry King was director of music at Trinity Church Wall Street in New York during an interesting period in liturgical music in this country, from 1968 to 1989. He was among a number of composers writing for the church who incorporated some experimental techniques from the classical composition world of the time, including the addition of electronic sounds to acoustic music. Our next selection is a piece in which Mr. King superimposes electronic sounds on that of organ and choir in a very effective way to add to the drama of his piece, The Transfiguration. In an interesting musical pairing, he follows that piece with a setting of the Song of Mary, or Magnificat, with an ethereal addition of an improvised handbell free ring. James Sims leads the Trinity Choir, and Timothy Smith plays the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of Trinity Church Wall Street sang Song of Mary by former director of music Larry King. It was preceded by his composition, The Transfiguration. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Following closely on the heels of the Feast of the Transfiguration comes the observance of Ash Wednesday, which begins the 40-day journey through the season of Lent. It's a time of introspection and reflection. And that period is chronicled in the hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights with a text by two English clergymen, George Smitten and Francis Pott. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral. Forty Days and 40 Nights, a hymn ushering in the season of Lent, was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Psalm 51 is a psalm of penitence. Have mercy on me, O God. Its Latin translation is Miserere Mei Deus, and we'll hear a lovely setting of that text by devout Latvian composer Rihards Dubra next. Conductor Rupert Goff points out that in this piece, a descending musical line gives a sense of bowing one's head in prayer. The Choir of Royal Holloway of the University of London is directed by Rupert Goff. Mise Rere Mei by Rihard Stuber was sung by the Choir of Royal Holloway. Rupert Goff directed. Psalm 130, Out of the Deep Have I Called Unto Thee, O Lord, is another psalm that helps prepare us for the period of reflection we call Lent. An Anglican chant setting is next, as sung by the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. The chant is by Charles McPherson, and John Scott directs. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in the Anglican chant setting of Psalm 130 by Charles McPherson, who was organist at St. Paul's from 1916 until his death in 1927. The 17th century hymn, If Thou But Trust in God to Guide You, contains both words and tune by Georg Neumark. Our next selection is a fine arrangement of that strong hymn by David Cherwin that includes choir, organ, cello, and flute. Tom Trenny leads the Plymouth Choir from First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Thank you.
If Thou But Trust in God to Guide You, arranged by David Cherwin, was performed by the Plymouth Choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Tom Trenny directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A setting of Psalm 51 by William Byrd is coming up, one set for treble solo, viols, and choir. It's composed in five parts, with a sixth added for the final amen. We'll hear the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, perform with the ensemble fretwork. Bill Ives conducts Have Mercy Upon Me, O God, by William Byrd. Have Mercy Upon Me, O God, by William Byrd, was performed by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, with the viols of fretwork, all conducted by Bill Ives. We'll return to our observance of Transfiguration with an improvised suite of organ pieces based on the hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. Tom Trenny improvises this suite of 7 brief movements, each based on a key word from the first stanza of the text. He plays the organ of St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Baltimore.
Thank you.
Tom Trenny improvised a 7-movement suite on the hymn Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. He played the organ at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Baltimore. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the Feast of the Transfiguration, as well as music to prepare us for the coming of Lent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at W Heart and Voice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.